The Sea and Wit show? I'm watching that for sure.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sorry, I'm a female. I do not do work.
I'm too rich for that.
We don't like violence.
Guys, I'm not gonna like brag or anything like that, but like, look, my wife's hot.
Everyone else? Fuck them.
Welcome back, bitches. It's been a, well, actually, it hasn't been a minute for y'all, but it's been a minute for us.
How do you do?
Yeah, what it doing?
How are we? We went from cooking show now back to being
boring,
lame, yeah. Because we want to switch it up a little bit and give you guys some extra wood, yeah, so.
We had y'all send in, by the time y'all see this, it'll be a couple weeks ago, we had y'all send in stories and shit like that, too.
I forgot what I had asked you guys to send in because...
Unbelievable stories that no one's believed, or like a crazy date story, yeah. Next story, something like that.
So there's a bunch of random ass stories.
I thought I was gonna say something and realized, Kristen,
you can't say that.
Anyway, so yeah, really nothing super new. I mean, Whitney went on a ski trip. I couldn't go because I didn't want to just sit there at the house by myself because I wouldn't have been able to ski.
I would have put you on a snowmobile and just had you just me.
I would have done that. But I just imagine myself trying to ski because I haven't been in years that I wouldn't have prevailed. You know what I mean? So
I had fun.
I'm sad though because that looked a lot of fun.
I've never been snowboarding before, and I literally went the first day we got there. Like I know you're from like Michigan, so like you know what snow actually looks like. I've never been in snow that like you just put your foot in and it just sinks. I've never like. Grab snowballs. I've never made a snow angel like that shit. So I was like in there and I'm like, oh, it's snowing today. Then we're driving up the mountain and I'm like scared because I thought we were gonna like slide down
icy
the mountain.
Shit.
Yeah,
it is scary.
But we went and ended up like renting our boards. It was like $45 like a day. And then we went to two different skis, like slopes. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck they're called. Mountains? Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, skiing's easier. You're gonna do that? I said, no, I'm gonna full send it with a snowboarding.
I heard you did pretty good though.
Yeah. Well, the beginning I was like, I'm having a panic attack at the top. They left me, right? It's like me and Bree, and I'm like, okay, if I hold Bree's hand, I'm gonna roll down with her. So first you have to, I hadn't even gotten on my board yet. I haven't even like locked my feet in and they already put me on the lift. And I'm like, you have to like skate, like you have to swipe your way. And I get lifted up and I'm like sitting there. I'm like, oh my God. Shit my pants. Like I'm like, what if I fall? Okay, no, that's not gonna happen. And then I'm like looking around, I'm like, okay, how the fuck am I getting off the ski lift? It has like a little ramp, you know, but I've never even tried to get on the board yet. Like they didn't even give me a second to like put both feet in, try to scoot around a little bit.
Yeah.
Nothing. They already put me on green, which is like not the baby hill, but it's like right above the baby hill or whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about. And I get to the top, and I'm, like, trying to, I don't even know how I'm going to strap my board in. I'm, like, strapping it in. I'm, like, sitting there at the top. I'm, like, oh, my God. They all, like, left me. I'm already starting to cry a little bit because I'm, like, shit my pants. So I get up. I sit back down. I get up. I sit back down. I did, like, four times, and I was, like, fuck it. I watched Bree do it, and it's, like, this, like a leaf floating to the bottom.
Yeah.
And then I ended up, like, veering toward the ditch, and I couldn't get up. And then I'm, like, crawling. Yeah.
That would have been me.
Then we boarded for like 4 hours. I think we got there at like one. I didn't get to go down any more baby hills. I had one chance to do that because they put me on the lift to go all the way to top, which is blue and black. I didn't know where we were going. I'm just going with the flow.
Right.
They put me on the top of blue and I'm like, okay, this doesn't look that bad. So I'm like literally snowboarding. Well, I'm like sitting on the snowboard and like just lifting my feet back and like sliding down the mountain. I was like, oh, this is fun, whatever. I ended up getting the hang of it a little bit. I didn't really fall. Yeah. I didn't like.
Yeah.
And then me and Tyler get a little drunky at lunch, whatever. Like we took a little shots, few shots. We go back up the mountain. We go down a different mountain, like hill. He tells me it's blue. It was black. I ended up going down the whole mountain.
Okay, cool.
Fine. He's jumping. I'm like, wow, I thought he was way better. No offense if you're watching this. I thought he was way better than he says he was because he fell more than me. So, but he was also like doing a bunch of like tricks and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, but that shit was so fun. And then we ended up having to cancel the Valentine's Day plans because snow. It was a snowstorm, and it was. I've never been that through that. Yeah. And he's driving. I don't think he ever has either. Tyler's driving the truck.
That would have given.
He's shitting his pants. He's like, I could tell a little bit. He's shaking. He's like, guys, should we turn around? I got guys. I think we should turn around. I'm sitting there like, it's babe. It's fine. Just open your fucking eyes, dude. I know you could see. It's literally like hailing. Yeah, I think we should turn around. Yeah, we couldn't see any it's lights in front of us. We didn't have the, what is it called? Chains? What are they called? Chains off the bottom where it like drags so your tires don't slide.
I've never heard of that.
Really? Yeah, it was like.
We're driving?
Yeah, this was like in the snow truck.
You just get like plower. In Michigan, you just get like snow tires.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Like weather tires.
Oh, I don't know if they had. Whatever truck we got was like, it had like mud tires on it, but. Yeah, it was kind
of
scary.
Driving in the snow is definitely scary in blizzards because a lot of people that, I don't know, it's scary because you don't know if there's ice going to be underneath you. You don't know if because if you slam on your brakes, I'm sure Tyler, y'all don't know this.
No.
Slam on your brakes and ice, you're sliding. Not stopping.
And I've seen like the videos on like Facebook and TikTok where like they go down the mountain, but they don't know that there's like straight ice and they all slam into each other.
Yeah, that's how a lot of pileups happen and shit. So
we ended up going to dinner and it was actually really good. And then me and Bree made this cute little like box thing.
I saw that.
We actually, I think I looked it up where I decided to do it for him like the day before. Cause I was like, bro, we got to do something. Cause I feel like I haven't done anything in a while. So I was like, and then we went to the casino. I was hammered, but I lost.
You lost.
And I did.
That's okay. I have a feeling next time we go to the casino, we're not going to see the lady that helped us back in the Bahamas. So I would lose too.
That's if you ever go to the casino, you have to get a good hand dealer. Yeah. The dealers are so much more fun. Like when they actually like help you because you don't know what the hell you're doing.
She's like,
no. Yeah, she's like, don't do that. No, stay. She would like skip us. She'd be like, stay. And you're like, okay.
Like, do we go? She goes, no, I just skip.
Yeah.
It was fine. But that's good. Nothing really exciting for me. I'm in my 22nd week of pregnancy.
Are you still sick?
No.
We haven't seen each other in like a week, so
I know.
It's like us sitting here catching up because we weren't allowed to hang out. So,
just a static nerve. I have to go to the chiropractor twice a week.
I just went today, me and her. It was fire.
Yeah, well, it's not fire for me because it fucking hurts.
They crack your back and stuff, or they
crack
do
my back, the tailbone.
Where do you go?
A prenatal place that specializes in kids and pregnant moms because I can't go to.
You feel better like walking around and stuff?
Not right now because I'm really sore.
Still?
Yeah.
Are you sleeping better?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. No sleep. Mm-mm. No Team sleep. No sleep because I don't sleep either. I went to bed at 4:30 last night. So.
We had to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I think I went to bed at 12:30. And then the night before has just been 4 a.m., 5 a.m. because of everything.
So. Running around trying to figure out what the fuck's going on because I don't even know either. And I was doing the same thing. I'm like.
Yeah. Crazy shit. So I've gotten no sleep. I guess Jacob, I texted Whitney and was like, she's not coming.
I was like, no, she's got to come.
I was passed the fuck out.
One, I have to see my best friend. Get her the fuck up.
I was passed and the fuck out.
And two, you can sleep when you're dead.
Yeah.
Good. Team no sleep.
But we're going to start getting into, y'all send, we won't say names. I feel like.
No.
I don't think we need to. So, do you want to go through yours? We can just go back and forth, but I'll just have to make sure I find out which one.
Let's start out with you though. Do you have any scary stories at all?
Like no one believes.
Yeah.
I have one. So not that no one believes. It was almost like a paranormal, you know, experience. This was when I was back in elementary school, and I don't know why I remember this. I was living in California. I think California. I stayed the night at a friend's house. She lived with her grandma. It was her and her grandma, and I just remember in the middle of the night hearing all the picture frames get knocked off the entire wall. Not kidding, walked out there, every single picture frame, like, you know, like upstairs, like going upstairs, they have a wall, usually you can hang picture frames, and all of them are on the ground and the lights were flickering.
That's it? There was no one there?
Well, we were.
Oh.
I wasn't knocking down picture frames. Why aren't you taking this serious?
Because I probably would have been the one to go knock all the picture frames.
But for what reason?
I don't know.
But I don't.
I've actually done that before.
Okay.
My mom,
well, you didn't.
But I didn't try to scare anybody. I just walked up the stairs and just... There are pictures of my stepdad I hated. That's probably why.
Oh, I would have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? Anything else I didn't have? I don't have a crazy, like, date story. I don't
like really worst date experience?
Crazy exes.
Worst date experience. I could probably say one.
Okay.
I probably already said it, though.
Do you have any, like, activity, like, paranormal stuff or like stuff that's happened to you that like dreams or like seeing things? Because people, a lot of stuff when you know someone dies in their family or something like that, they'll like see things. Like
I have dreams about like my dad, but it's never like him? Scary it, through like, Justin sometimes. Like if you look at Justin, it's scary. It's
what
like,
about in your dreams, like have you seen like a vivid image of your dad?
Oh yeah, like multiple where he like comes back. Yeah,
that's.
And it's, like, the same dream.
That wouldn't creep me out, but that's just definitely, like, it's the same one.
It's the same one every time.
Yeah.
But, like, never anything, like, in life, like, scary, like, sometimes we used to, like, gather together when I was a kid and, like, tell scary stories. But I like, wouldn't ever say, like, I've had, like, I don't know, like, ghost type shit.
Me either, just besides that one time. Oh, one time, I have heard... And, you know, I'm not one to firmly believe in a lot of, like, you know, these conspiracy theories and different shit going on. But I truly believe that, what, ghosts or spirits are real. But there's been times where my TV back in California would get turned on and off. There's, like, weird little things at my grandma's house, too.
And you'd be, like, at your, like, house by yourself and you're, like, I would, like, imagine it though sometimes. Yeah, me too.
Trip myself off. If I hear a noise.
Oh, you know the best part? When you're in a two-story house, right? And you have to turn the lights off and then sprint up the stairs.
Run. I'm talking like your life fucking
depends. I couldn't tell you how many times I've tripped up the stairs. Yes. And then fallen down half of them and then kept going.
Yes, because you think
something they're coming.
Coming at you. Yeah,
literally. Mm-hmm. Well, other than that.
I haven't really experienced.
Worst date experience story. With a new person, the worst thing for me is their breath rank, but that's it. Like, I've never, like, specifically thought right now. I could probably think of one, you know, when you're in the shower.
You told me this one, right? You kicked him out of your house?
Oh. Have we talked about this on here?
I think.
Have we? Bree, you've been here ever since. Have we talked about the guy that I kicked out of my house?
Because he smelt rank? Simply just wouldn't even put on deodorant?
Yeah, you have.
On here?
Yeah, we definitely have.
Yes.
Yeah, well, short story, if you guys haven't watched, I met a guy. Don't meet a guy on TikTok for the first time. Definitely talked about it because I remember now. I'm getting, like, deja vu. He came to my house without me meeting him for the first time. Smelt rank. I'm talking, I had to change the bed sheets. I didn't even sleep in the bed. He came over, brought all of his shit. I didn't like him at all. We went bowling with my friends. I made him. We're not going to go there. I didn't like him. He slept in my bed. I slept on the couch because I couldn't smell that rank. He even showered and I didn't understand how it still smelled so bad. I got up. I mean, the whole conversations the whole day were about deodorant. Still didn't smell anything. But
isn't that the worst thing ass. Too? Because you bring up something. You're like,
yes, dude. Oh, and wait, you don't want to be like. Hey, oh, what kind of toothbrush do you use? Do you use like a vibrating one or like, oh.
That toothpaste.
Crest.
I don't like it. But the one you have, what was that again?
Yeah, what was that again? I think you need to get something new because I heard it's really, really bad for your teeth. Yeah. That type shit? Yeah. So I ended up making up some whole other fucking deal where he had to leave. I was very, very, I should have been more blunt. And you know, I'm crazy blunt too. And I told him I was.
Is this when you said that someone was in the hospital?
Yes. Truth be told, she did die of cancer. My aunt died of cancer. I told him my aunt was dying and I had to go see her. But really, I had to go see her next week. But I told him I couldn't do it. I had to literally throw all the sheets and I called my stepdad. I said, get over here. I told him that I could not tell him my stepdad was coming.
And we had Marissa there.
I'm not kidding. I think I cried on the couch and I couldn't tell anyone because I felt so bad. He was in the room with me.
We kept having to call you. You have to get over there right now.
He still texts me to this day. Happy birthday.
So now we're going to get into what y'all y'all's stories are. So
we're going to say stories and we're going to react to how we would feel if it happened to us.
Yeah, or just our reaction during the story. So, okay, so we're not going to say the names because we already explained. Hashtag no defamation. So I was 14 and head over heels in love with this kid, like unreal. So him and I would hang out all the time, every weekend, every day. And he would come to my volleyball games and all this stuff. We were so in love. So he has, and this is my worst relationship. That's the title of this. So he has a shitty ass dad. Had a shitty home life and all this stuff. My mom would always help him out. And he was 16 while we were dating. And there was this girl, keep her in mind. She hates me. So him and I were walking around town one day about to go to homecoming. This girl comes running at me. Deadass comes fucking sprinting out of her house, charging her big ass self, period. and screaming at me. She's screaming, saying, "Let's throw down right now." Whatever dumb childish shit she said. Basically, my boyfriend left me and went with her to her house. Hell nah. His little excuse for this was free weed. Get real. Anyway, this is not the end of this girl. So basically, him and I eventually broke up. And we broke up in November of 2020. So we continued to keep in contact while we weren't together. We were super toxic and awful to each other. So in January of 2021, literally the second of the new year, I go to a school with my best friends for a basketball game. So I'm in the bleachers with all my friends from his school, and I see that girl again. She walks up to me while sitting in the bleachers, gives me a look, comes back down to where I was sitting, and was shit-talking me in my face. Yeah, Whitney would have fucking knocked her out. I obviously didn't want to fight this girl. She's crazy and scary as fuck. Also, she was on acid and Adderall at 15.
Oh. I didn't even know what acid was until like this year.
I didn't even know how to spell drugs at 15, so. So keep in mind, I also showed up at the basketball game high because I was smoking with my friends before I came. So eventually I get up and go to the commons of this school, and it's like a bedroom sized room with a bunch of tables and chairs, whatever. So I walk in there and I'm talking to my friends about getting ready to dip because I really did not want to fight this girl, but this girl had other plans. So my ex-boyfriend walks into this room that she wants in. My ex and his phone, sorry, she, because I couple of his typos, no worry. My ex has his phone in his hand and is ready to record, and I'm freaking out. Basically, to sum it up for you, this girl and I talked then and walks away. Then I left. She turns around and pushes me. I turn my back. She smacks the fuck out of the back of my head. I turn around, punch her in the face. She beats the fuck out of me, and I'm high as hell. Also, just got my ass beat, shaking of adrenaline. Turns out my ex-boyfriend was the one who set me up, and I continue to talk to him after all this shit because he was actually the most manipulative man I've ever met. So basically, he eventually blocked me and got with this new girl. He has been with her for like 2 years or something. And he drunk called me about a month ago. Oh, this gets good. Hope this girl's watching too. So I didn't talk to him or see him for 2 years. And he calls me at 2 a.m. drunk as fuck. Then I drunk called him because him calling me was an excuse for me calling back. So after I called him, he started talking to me. After we talked for like a week, she found out. Keep in mind this bitch he's dating is damn crazy as fuck. Like, she abuses him, broke into my best friend's house because she thought he was hanging out with me there. Anyway, she found out me and him were talking again and broke up with him. Then he blocked me out of the blue again, and then he texted me last night saying DTL, what is that, down to link after work, but of course I'm on my period, and he replied with, "I already have my red wings." And I was like, no way. We ended up hanging out last night and drove around for an hour or so. Nothing happened, sadly, but he tried to fuck me. I was too scared because fuck no. I'm scared of him. So basically, my 7th grade boyfriend is like the love of my life, and I'm happy as fuck with dude. So you're delusional. But so aren't we?
Hold
all?
On. So your boyfriend set you up to get your ass whooped? You got me. Better than a motherfucker. If I show up to somewhere and my boyfriend said, "Yeah, by the way, I told her to beat your ass." So you want me to die?
We're all delusional for some dude. I completely get it. But baby girl, what are you doing?
Do not wait. Do not so get- she just hung out with him again, and she has a girl. He has a girlfriend. You know who this sounds like?
Anyways, that's crazy though. Wow. If my boyfriend set me up to get beat up by another girl, he'd be put on fucking full blast.
I couldn't imagine doing that.
I'd fuck his friend and send his friend to beat him up. I don't know what else to do.
I could not.
Fuck that shit.
No, I mean, I've had my exes do a lot of shit, but none of them's ever gotten me jumped. I'll tell you that much.
That would be the worst
day of their life. Yeah. I'm just joking. Yeah. We're going to keep going on that one. Ready? Whenever, this is another one. Whenever I was 12, I was at my local Walmart at one of the busiest times with a few of my friends.
What's the caption of this one?
Scariest story.
Okay. Sorry, you can restart if you want.
Their parents went into Walmart to get a few things. Me and my friends were just sitting in the car in the parking lot, and this guy came up to the car and was acting like he was blind.
Hell no, that's my biggest fear. That was my biggest fear. My mom would say, you can stay
lock
in the
doors.
Car.
You're like,
so I would, you know, I was old enough to. But then my biggest fear was literally having a man walk up to
yes.
my mom's car.
Yeah, yes. Me too.
I'm already tweaking.
He was asking for help and looking for his car. I ended up helping him, and halfway through the parking lot, I realized that I think he was going to kidnap me. So I turned around, and then he wasn't looking and started running back to the car. He ended up chasing after me, grabbed my arm. I had to elbow him in the chest as hard as she was 12. As I can, got back to the car, locked the doors, and a couple saw what happened. They came over to us, asked us what happened, then called the cops on him. We had to go to the police station and file a report on the guy, and he ended up getting arrested for 2 days, and then he got out.
That was that's my biggest fear, is being, like, kidnapped for real. Like, I hate going to the store alone.
Me too. Or like even the gas station, I'm sitting there like,
I Instacart the fuck out of things because I'm scared to go to the store alone. Like when I have my baby, like as much as I want to be out in public, you got me fucked up going to the store.
We be talking about like a few people that like I tell you about like the stories that I see about like you don't watch your kid for a second, they're drowning or like.
And it's true.
Yeah. And then like for a second you could have your back turned, grab a box of pasta and your fucking motherfucker's gone.
Yeah.
And there's no microchip on the hoe. I'm not joking. I'm going to put a microchip or an Apple tag on the baby.
Yeah.
Like his
that's
wrist.
That's my biggest fear. Even with like.
Where are you, little?
Even with Jacob's kid now, if like, you know, I'm doing something like, hey, I'm going to go run an errand with, you know, him or something. Like last time, remember I was like texting you and Bri. I was like, I'm not going out by myself with him. Like, can you guys come with me? Like.
Yeah, when we went to the mall.
My biggest fear is something happening that's out of my control.
Yep.
I'm 5'1" and 110 pounds, if that. That's my biggest fear. So I feel for you, and I'm sorry you went through that because I could not imagine. Being 23 now, I still couldn't imagine that happening. I wouldn't know what to do. So what is your thoughts on that?
The same. My biggest fear is getting kidnapped. I always watch all those kidnapping movies with the people get stuck in the car. I've looked up how to get out of the car, like the trunks, and like you like punch the light out, pull the... That's why they have the inside things now.
I love the Netflix documentaries or like the documentary movies that they make about these girls that have been kidnapped because it's so interesting to me, but like also like real shit. Like it's scary.
It's so sad.
So do you want me to read another one?
Yeah, you go.
Okay, this is also from another person. Scary story. First she says, hello, I'm so proud of y'all and how you guys carry yourself. My name... Okay, so she doesn't want me to say her name, so I'm not sure why she said it. all right, so this is from another female, and it's captioned scary story. I'll preface this story by saying that me and my three roommates live in the most cookie-cutter suburban neighborhood. I'm already getting chills. Cookie-cutter neighborhood you could live in with half of the police force basically living in the same area. So the week before Christmas, I woke up to the police saying, come out and put your hands up. Of course, I think it's on my roommate's TV and I tell him to shut the fuck up. I hear it again, please come out and put your hands up. I realize, holy fuck, they're outside my house. So I try and hurry and get dressed. I hear it again and realize they're inside my house. So I come out with my hands up to three cops with guns drawn on me.
What?
That's crazy.
Oh shit, myself.
Wonder what could have happened, you know, that would warrant such a reaction. They seat me at my kitchen table. Me and my other roommates, after they make their way downstairs, only after do they inform us that we were being robbed. Us being still half asleep or confused, it asks us, what do you mean we were being robbed? Come to find out, some guy robbed the house behind us, jumped the fence, came into our house while we were all sleeping, did a snatch and grab and left. Before this, I struggled to understand how in Idaho College. Oh, yeah. How in the Idaho College case, none of these roommates woke up. Yet now I have a complete different outlook on it. There were four of us in the house and not one of us woke up to it. Extra note. One of our roommates was downstairs 30 minutes before the robbery occurred, so it was close to being in an in-person encounter. That is crazy that she brought up the Idaho College case, because that's what I was thinking when she said my roommates. And I think that's such a controversial case, and I'm not that invested into that Idaho case, because I think it's a really sad situation, whatever happened. But that's crazy that she's like, I used to not, like, how people are like, I don't believe that no one heard anything. Well, maybe they were sleeping. How do you hear things? I don't fucking hear anything when I'm sleeping.
I don't either.
But that's crazy. Could you imagine being woke up and your house was just robbed? Again, having kids. Oh my God, yeah. I would be losing my fucking mind.
That's crazy, so sad, bro. Shit. Yeah. My grandma was robbed of all her shit.
Really?
Yeah, everything. All her rings, her grandma gave her. Clothes, shoes, guns, everything was gone. They ended up robbing.
Oh, it was like in person. Yeah. Like they
ended up robbing three other houses on that same street. They had everything. They lived in like a shack. Mm-hmm. And they had everything. And they couldn't get anything back. Because they went and pawned everything. And then they got arrested. It was like two like druggies, like bad druggies that were like living down the road. But that shit's like scary. I mean, I would never think in my head. Let's go look at which house you want to rob. But I think they probably look it up and look what's on the inside and stuff. Originally. And then, I don't know. I've never thought in my mind, let's go rob a fucking house with people in it.
Yeah.
No shot.
Go ahead and get comfortable for me, Charlie. Thank you.
Yeah, so we brought the kids. One of them wanted to sit with Mama C. over there, make her okay, comfortable. Okay, so I'm gonna do another one. So this was a scary story. Y'all will not believe this. My ex was a huge druggie and cheated on me all the time. And I thought I was the issue. You're gonna distract me. One day I woke up in the middle of the night and he was gone from our apartment. This motherfucker took my car while he was high, drove himself to a crusty, dusty ass hotel. So my crazy ass took his car there, busted down the door to find him doing lines on his knees next to a guy with his cock out. He was sucking dick on the DL. I was, oh my God. I was flabbergasted. I started bursting out laughing and then I just left. He came out running after me, telling me he was experimenting and it shouldn't count since it was a dude. For the next 3 days straight, he was screaming, crying, and throwing up, telling me not to tell anyone and not to leave him. That was the last straw, I tell you that. Then I found out I was seeing someone new. Oh, then he found out I was seeing someone new, slashed my mom's tires. And he couldn't accept the fact that I was over there. True story, he's dead to me now. Oh my God, it's crazy because I've had that happen too.
You walked in on someone's
side. No. Oh, but I've imagined it. I have. I wish, just so I could have a reason to. But I did actually go through his phone, and he was sending
that.
Videos of him fingering his asshole to men. So
for free, right?
I really liked watching those. Truly enjoyed it.
I thought so. Me too, actually. When you sent them to me, I said,
I've never even done that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Slay. I mean, get in there, dude. At least, did you get a little whiff?
Yeah, she's a lot of loot for that shit.
Oh my
probably.
God, yeah, I hope so. Because those fucking fingers are like sow fingers.
That's some crazy ass shit. That's fucking wild. This is from another girl.
Fuck.
So I don't really have a bad date experience, but I definitely have a scary story and something that happened to me that nobody believes. I was 10. my dad went to work on a car for a friend from high school and was stalked 2 days in a row as he did the job. On day two of the job, he was sitting in the kitchen with his friends after he was done and was shot and killed along with three other people. The man who committed the crime was standing in all black at the back door for hours before he went in. Story gets crazier and scarier. In text.
What?
Okay, some two.
Hold on. The girl was 10? He went to go work on a car while they were sitting with his friends and he got shot? Her dad?
I'm guessing. My dad went to work on a car for a friend from high school and was stalked 2 days in a row who did the job. On day two of the job, he was sitting in the kitchen with his friends. After he was done, he was shot and killed along with the three other people. The man who committed the crime was standing in all black at the back door for hours before he went in.
I would have beat that motherfucker's ass if I was getting stalked. Hello?
I'm confused still a little bit.
Keep going. Is there any more?
That's it. And then it says, two, something that happened to me that nobody believes is, one, I fucking pepper sprayed myself. I probably would have done the same thing. My first love, when I was with him for 8 years from middle school until freshman year of college, star basketball player, I was a cheerleader, literally a perfect couple. I had no idea he was involved in a religious cult the entire time, then moved away just to join the church.
I've heard about that before. That actually happened to someone from high school.
Wait, I don't get it. Just they're in a cult?
They had a cult. I know someone that was like a family of cult. And you had to like actually like be in the family, like get to know the family before you could even talk to one of the family members. And they all live together.
That's some weird shit. And I'm sorry about your dad. That sounds
Yeah, awful. I'm really sorry about your dad. Okay, you go. This one's pretty crazy.
Okay. Hey, y'all, this is a story. Hey, y'all, this story's pretty traumatic for me, but I'm going to tell it to y'all because I love you guys. But I was on a date with my ex now, and we went out to a nice fancy dinner for our 5th year anniversary. Everything was going great and we were having good conversation, but throughout the dinner, the waiters kept looking over and talking amongst themselves, but I just didn't think anything bad of it till he went to the bathroom. One of the waiters came into the bathroom and asked me if we were a couple and how long we'd been together for, and I told him this is our 5th year anniversary dinner.
No.
And she grabbed my arm and said he was in the exact same restaurant the night before with a girl for his 3rd year anniversary. I was shocked. I broke down crying in the bathroom and just didn't know what to do. I then went back to her table and asked him about it, and he confessed that he's been dating this girl for 3 years and had a whole other phone number and phone to text her on. But it gets worse. Keep in mind, he is a pilot, and I found out the house he lived in, at where I kept all my clothes and stuff in the house, was the house he stayed when I was over. And she was coming over and had a whole other house where she'd keep her clothes and stuff. So it looked like he wasn't seeing anyone else. There's a lot more to the story, but that's just the beginning of what I found out our 5th anniversary date. That's awful.
She's with him now or no?
I'm assuming. She said ex, so no. That's awful.
So while he was going away, he was seeing her?
They had two separate houses. 3 years?
Dude, you got me so, first of all. They don't have jobs to go and visit for weeks and then come back. Like,
that's awful.
Something like you know, like oil rigs or like linemen or whatever that go away, or like even offshore, mm-hmm. They could go drive their boat to the Bahamas, turn their phone off, and say they were offshore, and then have a whole nother phone or something. But like,
yeah,
I'm so like honest about shit where I could look you in the face and be like, "There's no way I could sit there and lie and be like," or even in bed. Be like calling them a different name or something.
No, literally. For 3 years out of the 5 years they were together. So I'm guessing the first 2 years he was loyal.
Oh, yeah. That's...
that's fucked. I'm sorry, girlfriend. That's really messed up. That is really traumatic, too. That's like in the movie type shit.
Oh, my
like
God, yeah.
Coming in and saying...
I would shit my pants. Are you kidding? Who the fuck, first of all, who's this bitch?
Right.
Second of all,
who's this bitch?
Who's your parents? Because they did a good job raising you.
It's fucked up.
How the fuck do you lie for that long? No way. Oh my God. Mm-mm. No. Here's another one. One time before I was dating the guy I'm with now, we were hanging out at the time, but not in a relationship. So they were like, in the beginning, I guess. I don't know. I was texting other guys. I was going on dates with them because he was texting other girls too. I just had a crush on him. I'm pretty sure we were just friends. But honestly, everyone I was snapping and just chit-chatting with weren't catching my attention. So your roster. Yeah. I was just talking with them because the guy I was just friends with was snapping other girls. So you were just... I've done that. You're like, they're not going to commit to me, so why could I commit to them? But really, I like them a lot, but mm-hmm. I'm just not going to tell them so that we're just friends. But I know they have a roster, but I'm just going to make one, mm-hmm. a fake one roster, and actually not like anybody else. Right. I snapped one of the guys in my phone a picture of my friend, because none of the guys I snapped I had interest in. This random guy who I've never even met before started getting mad at me, said I was cheating on him, making a huge scene over the phone, calling me on Snapchat and blowing me up because I sent him a picture of my friend, which is the guy. He said stuff like, how could you have my penile in your mouth? This is some shit that we would do off a fucking guy's phone. How could you have my dick in your mouth last night but send a picture of another man, and just some weird stuff like that? And that never even happened. So I gave the phone to him, the guy, my friend. He's my boyfriend now. Told him what was going on, and he just told the guy we were dating and knows none of that happened. And the guy was like fully convinced I did that. He lied so much about us being a real thing and actually believed that we were in a relationship. We had never even met each other in person. Men are crazy. I'm now engaged to this guy. He was my friend. And now we're getting married in August.
That's crazy. That's some creepy ass shit. Men are fucking delusional.
This man make up whole stories, bro. Some of our DMs are like that. How could you do this to me? I can't believe you would do this to me.
Yeah.
What? I don't even know your name. Can we do another one?
You can, yeah.
A few summers ago, I was at my friend's house. We were out back smoking, and I saw a figure in the window looking down at us. No. Immediately. Especially when you're high.
Immediately, no.
Extra, no. I just blew it off and acted like I was nothing. We go inside into the kitchen to get food. Remind you, to go into the living room, you have to pass the main staircase from the kitchen. We get our food into the living room and realize I left my phone in the kitchen. I got up and went into the kitchen and turned the lights off. When I walked past the staircase, there was a woman in a white green dress, exactly like the girl that looked like the ring from the ring. Mm-mm. No. She was sitting on the third step with her hair in front of her face, and her hair was very long and black. Her feet were very dirty, and she looked like she just walked out of a pond. I ran to my friend, freaking out, and he looked at me with a straight face, and I kid you not, he asked me, did she look like the girl from the ring? Oh, God. My friend always told us he would hear things and see things, but never once described what it was or what she looked like. When I told him what I saw, it didn't even bother him because he was so used to it already. He told me his mom he doesn't even go into that room anymore because she was vacuuming and she looked under his bed and saw what I had seen too. I called my boyfriend to come get me and begged my friend to come with me, and he didn't want to look like a psychopath. That morning, my friend sent me a picture on Snapchat. It was flowers that his mom brought home for the... What? That morning, my friend sent me a picture on Snapchat. It was the flowers that his mom brought home on the table, but cut in half. I never went back since.
Some weird shit's going on at that house.
Cut in half. Table was cut in half of the flowers.
Flowers.
Why?
Some weird shit.
No.
Absolutely fucking not.
Yeah. Also, she wishes that you would have the best and healthy pregnancy.
Well, thank you. That shit's real. I keep saying it, but that shit's real.
This other one's labeled girlfriend sent me to a mental hospital.
Oh, we're definitely in that. I have another one. There's two stories. It says I have a couple spiritual / scary stories. In 2009, I was living in California. There's an abandoned psych ward. A couple friends and I went there to check it out one night. As soon as we walked up the back of the side of the building, there was a slender brunette male in a stray jacket screaming out the window. However, there was no screaming to be heard. Walked up the stairs some and he disappeared. Broke into one of the windows, and when we got in, I looked around. The dust, the cold drafts in the middle of summer, I could only feel the pain that there was once in that room. I instantly left. That was my first ever experience like that.
So there's a
what
man?
Are you doing at a psych ward at night?
Yeah, hell no.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
That same summer, there was a cemetery called the Baby Cemetery in that same town. That's awful.
There's one by my mom's house. It's so sad.
That's sad. My boyfriend at the time, roommate, and I went around 1 a.m. One of Of course, you want to get out there and sit for a few minutes and let it settle. As soon as it settled, it got foggy. The shadow figures were popping around the tombstones. I didn't get any bad energy from them. How could they have any? They died as babies to young or young kids. Well, that freaked me out enough that we went back to the truck. I sat there. I got the coldest brush of air against my cheek. My boyfriend told me not to move or look, then drove off. Now I'm addicted to crime shows, podcasts, hunting, cemeteries, etc. God, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
No.
I couldn't go to anywhere like that in the middle of the night.
The baby cemetery is so sad.
That's terrible.
Girlfriend sent me to a mental hospital.
That's so lit.
Okay, so my ex-girlfriend was absolutely crazy. After I fully left her after months of us being broken up, I went to a mental hospital because all the shit she put me through. A good example is one night we were hanging out with our friends and one of them was very intoxicated and upset. Oh, one of her friends upset my ex-girlfriend. I went up to her trying to calm her down. She shoved me in front of everyone. It triggered me extremely, so I immediately left, sat in my friend's car. My ex then proceeded to punch the outside of her truck. And the next day, she gets a little pinky cast. She didn't actually break it. Whenever people asked her what happened, she would say, I punched my truck instead of my girlfriend. Like, that was a flex. She wanted me to thank her that she didn't punch me. Crazy. I'm actually surprised I didn't go to mental hospital, to be honest with you. Actually, it's funny that you guys said that. My ex actually broke my pinky at a football game. He got mad at me in front of all of his friends, and he grabbed me by my pinky and went, have a picture of it.
Oh, snapped. My God, that's fucking terrible.
Yeah, it's really fucked up, actually.
People are fucking psychotic, deadass. Do you want me to read another one? Do you want to do
yeah.
one? Yeah. Okay. So this one says, First off, let me start off by saying I love you guys and listen to your podcast. Crack up every single time, never a dull moment. So let's dive right in. This is captioned A Trip from Hell. I was friends with a guy in high school and we ended up becoming really good friends. I ended up dating one of his good friends. But that's neither here nor there. Fast forward to us graduating high school and him going off into the military, but us still keeping in touch. We ended up talking more and more and became more than friends. I guess you could say dating but not dating. Keep in mind, I'm in North Carolina and he's stationed in California. He ended up talking to me into coming to visit him. Never been on a plane, never been anywhere by myself, so I was just a wreck of emotions. Booked a flight, took off of work for 9 days to go spend the week with him. Get on a plane, my anxiety is going through the roof, but it made it safely, thank God. I'm at the airport there and it's huge. Of course, I get lost. I'm calling him to see where he is. He isn't even there. He sent one of his friends, someone who I've never met, to come get me. Fuck no. First red flag. The drive from the airport to the house we would be staying at is a 3-hour ride. So I'm in the car with a complete stranger for 3 hours. We end up making it there, and he meets me outside and gets my bags. We walk in looking around to notice whose house. Okay, wait. We walk in, I'm looking around, and notice we're at someone's house. Of course, I'm going to ask whose house this is. He had no idea we'd be staying with his friends at their house. Takes me to the room we'd be staying in, and there's no bed.
It's like a frat house.
Yeah. Literally, our bed was the floor. At this point, I'm so irritated and just want to go back home. Fast forward, hands up. Taking me to the other house, and again, I'm asking whose house this is. His response was, it was one of his friends, but they were out of town. Okay, at this point, it's whatever. So, of course, we ended up having sex at his friend's house on the couch. Next day comes, my friend texts me. It's a picture of a baby. He posted it on Instagram. She asked me, whose baby was it? I have no idea. At this point, him and I weren't really following each other on Instagram. And you'll see why at the end of this story. Now I'm questioning this friend's house we're staying at. They had no clue, so they say, whose baby it was. I question him. And he gives me some lie of a story. At this point, I'm like, what the hell is going on? My friend starts to dig, and so do I. Keep in mind, we were only about day two of me being there. What we uncovered blew our minds. We ended up finding out that he was in a whole relationship with someone there, and he was playing stepdad to her kids and had this whole life together. He is the kicker, the house he took to me, The house he took me was the house he took me was the one we had sex in, was that woman's house, the one he's been playing stepdad with.
That's fucked.
He had me in the house knowing it was the house that he lived in with her and her kids. At this point, I'm hurt, I'm livid, and I'm all these things. I have no clue what to do. It's not like I can catch an Uber and catch a flight back right now that to go. I go to him and tell him, you need to take me to Las Vegas. That's where the airport was. And I'm staying in a hotel until I can figure out my flight. I pack my things, we leave. I ended up being in a hotel for 3 days by myself. He never apologized. Not that that would have mattered. He never said, I'm a dick. Nothing. I can say hands down that was the worst trip from hell. With all this said, I say this, men ain't shit. What is wrong with these cheating fuckers? With kids?
Oh, I'd be so...
Fuck no, I'm sorry you went through that.
Did you really just take me to this woman's house?
Where does her the kids woman know? Sleep? I don't know if the woman knows. Maybe that she'll send us an email sad. Back.
Low key.
That's sad. Crazy.
Here's another one. So about 2 years ago in March, I was dating this guy. We'll name him Chris. I was a student athlete at the time, and I still am. That year was my cousin had joined the school I was in. She was a year younger than me, but she was legit crazy. Every guy I liked, she tried to go for the same time as me or after the fact that I had already been with him. She would have called me ugly and make up awful rumors about me. So when I started dating this guy, she would make comments all the time saying, he's cute, he's cute. He was 2 years older than me at the time. In March of that year, I caught him vaping and smoking weed. I didn't want that to come back on me as an athlete, so I asked him to stop. He said he would, so I kept dating him. A couple weeks later, when my friends saw him at a party, I was unaware that he was there. So later that night, I told him we needed to take a break from whatever until he could hold himself accountable and not do those things. But he didn't want to break up, so we kept talking and kept trying to convince me that it wouldn't happen again. This was on a Friday. That following Monday at school, there's a rumor going around that my cousin had said that she had sex with Chris that weekend. I didn't think a single, thing of it at all because she said stuff like that before. So the next day it was going around a lot. So I asked him about it. Of course he denied it. So I texted my mom about it. She said she texted her guardian angel, what the hell am I talking about? Back the fuck up. So I text my mom about it. She said she texted her guardian at the time, which was my grandma. Oh, her cousin's guardian was her grandma, I think. Mm-hmm. So that Wednesday, I checked out of school bawling because people wouldn't leave me alone about that whole situation. That night before I was getting ready for church, my grandma had went through my cousin's phone. There was videos and pictures of Chris and my cousin fucking. Wow, Graham. I bet you liked watching that. That's horrible. Worst part about it was it was at her own grandma's house.
Oh, grandma I was had a heart attack.
I was so mad about it. I asked him and he still denied it even after I saw the video. The next 2 days at school, the video had gotten around and I was embarrassed and heartbroken. People would make accounts with no names and send me the videos. My cousin never would apologize and still tried dating him after that. 2 years later, and I still have not gotten an explanation or apology from either of them. I've tried moving on, even though that's hard considering he was my first true boyfriend. I never really got to talk with either of them. I have to see them all the time.
Crazy fucking shit. Being your family.
Wait, they're together.
That's fucked up.
She said, I have to see them all the time.
That's fucked up.
Oh no,
that's fucked up. And that being your family, I could never imagine my cousin sleeping with my boyfriend. I'd make their life living
not
hell.
A fucking chance.
We well, all have some pretty fucked
but that's
up
definitely
shit.
Like some type of shit that's happened to me and you, so
yeah. Well, I mean,
I found a video on my boyfriend's phone too of him having sex with another girl, and then she said she was pregnant, so that was
really. Y'all have had some pretty fucked up things, and it's just so crazy to hear everyone's like perspective and what people like go through, because sometimes you do feel alone and everything that you go through. So do you want to read any more?
Yeah, I have one more. Once, when I was in college, I was really into this guy who was a nightclub manager in Orlando. Oh, God, I think I probably know who this is. I'm cringing telling the story, but anyways, right now he invited me on a date to go to dinner with him, and I got this gross poke bowl, and I distinctly remember it being really fishy. Maybe it was just really bad tuna, so he takes me to this really popular bar after dinner, which we walked to because it was just close. For some reason, this is the first time I had ever had vodka Red Bull, and it went down like water. I ended up having four of them, and at this time I was about 98 pounds. Mm. I was 19 at the time, just in case I forgot to mention that, and he was definitely close to 30. Oh my God. Not sure if that was weird or not, but I wanted to add that in. After this kind, during the drinks at the bar, he introduced me to his best friend, his roommate, who showed up to the bar. He was very nice. He points to the other end of the bar and says, "That's my girlfriend." What? Oh, the friend. And this girl had three other girls with her who were sorority girls, and they were start snickering and giving me nasty-ass looks, making faces, and her boyfriend kept trying to call her over to come meet me, and she refused. Mm-hmm. God, I hate that shit. Mm-hmm. That shit's so annoying. This girl was on The Bachelor this season with Joey.
Oh, shit.
She was so mean. So I started to immediately feel nauseous, and I started gagging and foaming at the mouth at the bar while the girls were snickering. I started throw up the tuna bowl out the side of my mouth because I was trying to hold it in. So I ran to the bathroom, threw up the entire bowl, and he was calling me, texting me, asking me where I went. The bar was packed, and it's one of those busy ass bars that is kind of a club as well, so you could lose someone in a second.
Yeah.
I don't blame him for not knowing where I was, but that's beside the point. I was so mad that he didn't sign up for me and let those girls be so fucking rude to me. So I left him there. I didn't respond to him for a long time.
Period. That's crazy.
Still going.
Oh.
He's still messaging me weeks later, commenting on my stories and just being a guy. So I give in and I'm like, okay, let's give this guy another chance. He invites me to the club that he works at that night for some sort of event they were having. So I dress up really cute or whatever. We get there and my friend and I end up leaving with him and his friends 3 hours later. I guess he was allowed to leave. He decided to have a get-together at his house that night, so it's like 1 a.m. at this point. My friend wants to leave, so she gets super weirded out at the house, so she leaves, and I stayed. I'm thinking, all right, him and I are just going to hook up, and I'm going to leave, or he'll drive me home. No. 30 minutes later, go into it, after my friend leaves, we're in the room hanging out and talking. He says, "I'll be right back," and I'm like, whatever. It's been 25 minutes now, and he's not back, and I hear this commotion. So I get up and go to the bedroom door. It's locked. He locked me in the fucking room. I'm dying while I'm telling this right now. So I'm banging on the door. Music's loud as fuck. He couldn't hear me. I eventually just unlocked the door somehow. I think I used a bobby pin to open it. And there's a fucking piece of couch holding the door closed. So I can't get over it. This bitch is locked in this man's room. I see him on the other end of the room selling drugs, and he has me locked in the fucking room. I hate this part of the story because I did end up having sex with him after I caught him selling, but he couldn't finish and it was gross. So I Ubered home, but I only had one heel on. Not really sure where the other one went. So basically, this is my first date that led to my second date, and both were trash, and now I'm married. So I laugh at this shit, and I just really wanted to send it to you. No, she's not married to the guy. I think she's married to someone else.
That's fucking crazy.
I would shit my pants if I went on a second date. Some motherfucker locked me in the room.
I would be absolutely fucking tweaking.
No. I would probably call the cops just to see what they would do.
Genuinely, honestly. Me too.
Because that shit's fucking crazy.
He just locked me in the room.
Yeah.
And then they catch him doing a drug.
Also, to the bitch that was on Joey's season.
I'm looking it up.
Don't be a bitch. Yeah, but she didn't say her name, so.
We could probably detect
which one it was.
You're an asshole.
Yeah.
Thank you for sending us those in. I'm actually going to read some more tonight and potentially just kind of bring them up in the next podcast that we have, just to be like, listen to this shit.
Yeah.
So if you didn't hear your story, don't worry. I still have a couple more to go through. So crazy ass shit that people go through, for real. But Thank y'all for watching. Stay tuned for cooking next week.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys are watching this, you want to send in your recipes, send them in.
Yes.
We need more. We need a lot more.
Because we want y'all to put in y'all's... Because we could easily find recipes our own, but I think it would be really fun to be like, oh, this is my favorite grandma's recipe or something like that. You know, something that stayed in the family as a tradition.
I feel like no one even does recipes like that anymore.
No. But if like you have grandma's one,
cookies.
Right. If you have one that you're like, you need to absolutely fucking try this, we want to do
it. You can even just send us the recipe. It doesn't have to be your recipe. Just send us like, hey, make this.
And this, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Alrighty, well, we love y'all and thank you for listening and thank you for being patient with us. Obviously, things have been set out, but the week that didn't get posted, you know, everyone is kind of going through some things and this is our first time back from that. So we appreciate y'all and y'all's understanding on that. So we love y'all. Have
great. Love you guys.
Bye.